I've been thinking a lot about ancestors these days, and thinking about one in particular. This is a person that I didn't know well at all, only in passing, but they were a Unitarian Universalist, really committed, active. They'd even been one of the co-moderators of the Unitarian Universalist Assembly's General Assembly until this past summer. Their name was Alandria, and they were only a couple years older than me when they died earlier this month from health complications. After the shocking news of E's death spread throughout the small Unitarian Universalist world, people began to say things like, Alandria has gone to be an ancestor. I had never thought of someone young or someone only recently passed from life as an ancestor, but it comforted me to imagine Alandria and others that I have known surrounding me in the great cloud of ancestors who have gone to be wherever it is that we go when this life is through. Even if that place is only in our memories. Alandria's too early passing, and my near daily bike rides with my children in the beautiful old cemetery near my house inspired that story about Aaliyah and our UU ancestor, Francis. Francis was a real person, but the rest of the story was just from my imagination. Thank you for helping us choose which direction to go. As we get nearer to Halloween, All Souls and All Saints Day, Samhain, and El Día de los Muertos, we don't need to imagine ghosts or spirits as spooky. We can imagine them as helpful guides in our lives. Especially those who came before us and who survived hardship. They can inspire us to live in ways that are worthy of their memory. Through the hard times that we're living in now and those that are yet to come, we can feel or hear them, or we can imagine them smiling at us, cheering us on, and encouraging us. We can imagine that we are embraced not only by each other, but also by our ancestors, whoever they might be. May it be so, and amen.